Hello and welcome to Radio 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Good morning, Baltimore. Boston.
Boston.
The quote's Baltimore.
Does it reach Baltimore? Probably not.
Probably not, no.
Well, this is Totally Irresponsible, back for our summer show.
Woo.
Get ready for a two-hour block of some mediocre music.
Yeah, we're here again. You can call us Totally Irreplaceable. Boom.
Oh. So the song you just heard was by Flake Music, which is actually what the Shins were before they became the Shins.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's throwback to their college days, I guess, or just out of college days.
Is that a good title, the Shins?
The Shins? I like it. It's unique.
Yeah, I feel like that could be like someone's like name today.
What else
like,
would you call them?
I don't know. The Shingles, maybe? I feel like that has a little more ring to it.
That's just a disease.
No, when you put the and then it's plural, it switches things up a little bit.
Roof tiling is...
Yeah.
Okay, we have some Lumineers up next for you.
When I was young, I should have known better. Feel no remorse, and you don't feel nothing back. I got a new girlfriend. He feels like he's on top. Since the flood. my staring at the sacred word across the needle.
Welcome back.
Mm-hmm.
So that was Bon Iver and Houndmouth, and up next we have some John Denver. So
delicious.
That's for food, Jesse.
Do you ever wonder why people like initially, you know, dank, like people just like saying dank.
The memes.
Yeah, like dank used to be only for food, and I remember in like middle school and like early high school getting really angry at people who would be like. Who would say it for like things that are not food, like, oh, that magazine was dank. And now it's, everything's changed. It's completely upside down. Now people use it for memes. What does our world come to?
Just for really good memes.
Exactly.
Only top quality memes.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is older, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia. Around her, mine is late. He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. If the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. The shadow from the starlight is softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
He climbed cathedral mountains. He saw silver clouds below. He saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun. And he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side is turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Now his life is full of wonder, but his heart still knows some fear of a simple thing he cannot comprehend. While they try to tear the mountains down to bring in a couple more, more people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. I know he'd be a poorer man if he never saw an eagle fly. Rocky Mountain High.
Tell him so long.
Love.
Okay, you just heard The Shins and Mac DeMarco, and it's that time of the hour for a PSA on local farmers markets. Throughout the summer and early autumn, there are a number of local farmers markets where you can buy fresh Massachusetts-grown vegetables, fruits, berries, herbs, flowers, honey, and even baked goods. The Medford Farmers Market takes place every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. in the Condon Shell on Mystic Valley Parkway in Medford, with free parking in the lot there as well as on both sides of Winthrop and South Streets. The Somerville Davis Square Farmers Market is open Wednesdays from noon through 6 p.m. in the lot at Day and Herbert Streets. On the other side of Somerville, Union Square hosts its farmers market on Saturdays from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. right in Union Square Plaza. Cambridge, Arlington, Boston, and many other cities and towns have their own local markets as well. For more information, just fire up your favorite internet search engine and look for the farmers markets in your area.
I actually didn't know that. I didn't know Somerville and Medford had farmers markets.
I know what I'm doing Wednesday.
Going to the farmers market? No.
Well, yeah. That's the. Why would I say that?
Wow, I feel like your radio voice is really coming in. That was very. It had a nice flow to it.
I've been working on it. I've just been talking to myself in this nice, calm voice.
You don't even look at the mirror. You just look at yourself.
Yeah, I gotta get the sound reflecting off the mirror. Better.
Yeah, I heard that helps.
Higher fidelity for.
What do we have up next?
Up next, we have Young Folks, and then something by Neutral Milk Hotel.
Oh, I love them. They've got some really good stuff.
Thank you.
do. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome back. This what? Is... Go ahead.
What? Should I talk about my addiction to Chick-fil-A?
No. So that was Neutral Milk Hotel. Up next, we have Alabama Shakes, Head in the Heart, The Strokes, and Vampire Weekend.
Oh, now Alabama Shakes has got me thinking about milkshakes, which has got me thinking about Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, they do have great milkshakes.
I mean, their sauce is so good,
too. You cannot deny that.
Their waffle fries are delicious. I've never been to one until I went out west, and then they're, like, everywhere, and they're so good. It makes you feel bad inside, but it's so good.
You can make your own waffle fries.
I don't go there for the waffle
fries. You just need
fries
a waffle
there. I go there for the nuggies. And the crispy
and the
chicken
tendies.
Sammies. No, their tendies aren't very good. And also their sauces. I don't have a good name for sauces. I don't know. Saucies? I don't know. Unclear.
Thank you.
play music for hours and hours, but the sun will still be coming up soon. The world's just spinning a little too fast. If things don't slow down soon, we might not last. So just for a moment, let's be still. You can get lost in the music for hours, honey. You can for hours and hours, but the sun will still be coming up soon. The world's not forgiving of everyone's fears. The days turn into months, the months turn into years. So just for a moment, let's be
yeah.
train. I'm not excited, but should I be? Is this the fate that half of the world's planned for me?
Hello again.
Welcome back. You didn't leave, did you? You stayed the entire time.
I hope so.
Yeah, I'm talking to the one listener out there. There's got to be one, right?
Yeah, so we have two songs from Patsy Cline coming up. A bit of a throwback. I hope you enjoy.
And the name is not spelled at all like you think it would be.
I mean, it's pretty much what you'd expect.
What are you talking about? The Cline is C-L-I-N-E.
N-E, yeah.
No, I'm thinking like Klein, like Stephen Klein, like K-L-E-I-N.
Well, that's the German Klein.
Yeah, but I mean, like, whenever I hear Klein, I think, like, the German Klein.
But what about the non-German Klein?
I didn't even know there was a non-German Klein. I feel like all Kleins come from Germany.
I don't know.
Touché.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I? In the world did I do? Oh, crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving you.
That was so nice.
Hello. It was. Those are two very nice songs.
It's really funny, though. Like, everything from that era sounds so similar. Like, it just sounds like that. Literally, if I wasn't really paying attention to that song, it would sound like a Christmas song. Like, a really old Christmas song. Like, I've Been Dreaming of a White Christmas or something like that.
Similar, but different.
Different, but similar.
A lot of, there's been some interesting analysis on the actual, not difference, variation in songwriting and composition.
You saw that Reddit post, didn't you? Girl, I know that post.
But it's really interesting because the songs are getting so much more.
Yeah.
That they're just getting streamlined into one thing that seems to be the optimal pop song.
If there is anybody listening out there, highly recommend, go on Google and search, probably like Reddit, like songs over the years or something like that, or like variation of songs over the years. There basically is this guy who made a post that like really, really details every single era of music and how he basically